Well, it's great that we're able to host the World Cup and running into the World Cup. It's months away still, but not too far away. Scotland are over here just getting used to conditions. They've got two games down there in Tassie. I think it might be Australia, Sri Lanka. And they're getting accustomed to what may be on offer come March and April next year. Preston Momsen is the Scottish cricket captain. He joins us now. G'day, Preston.
Morning, guys. Good morning.
Yeah, great to have you down under. How's it going?
Yeah, it's been awesome. We've had a week in Hobart. The people have been awesome, and we've been welcomed with open arms wherever we've gone. And the cricket's been good as well, with brilliant facilities and obviously a tough Tasmanian team.
Well, speaking of tough, mate, we hear you went on a whisky tour with David Byrne. That would have been a long day.
he kept it short, to be honest. But yeah, he gave us a few good words of inspiration. And brilliant to just get out and see the sights of Hobart.
Yeah, no, it's a lovely place. How cold is it down there at the moment?
It is pretty cold, actually.
A few
of the boys were chatting about it, probably saying it's a bit colder than living in Edinburgh at the moment.
Now, Preston, Scotland, Ireland, there's been the Netherlands, all participated in previous World Cups. It's a case of you guys trying to be that upset side and take on the bigger countries. You're confident in how you'll go?
Yeah, absolutely. I think Ireland and Holland have kind of shown the way in recent world tournaments. I think particularly Ireland, the way they've performed at World Cups on the big stage. We as a group take great inspiration from what they've done. And you know, we'll be looking to do exactly the same and try and upset the big nations.
We've seen Ireland do that, cause a couple of major boilovers. And if you... What are your expectations? Is one big scalp enough for you guys?
I think that would be awesome. As a nation, we've not yet beat a full member team,
right.
So this is prime opportunity. At the same time, we've been to a couple of World Cups, but we've never actually won a game at a World Cup. So that in itself will be a goal for this team.
Absolutely, and you've taken over the captaincy more recently. I think you had Kyle Coetzer as... just trying to concentrate on batting at the moment. So you've got a couple of county players in there?
Sure, yeah. We've got probably about half the team is based down south with counties, so
yeah.
They're getting regular cricket at a very high level. So they obviously add massive value when they come back and join the team. Unfortunately, as a team during the summer, we don't get to spend a whole lot of time together as a squad. So
yeah.
It's brilliant on this tour to have everyone together and be able to bond as a team and you know, put out our best 11 whenever we can.
And Preston, have you got many Aussies? You know, the Irish team had a few Aussies in it. Have you got many? How many Aussies have you got in your Scottish team?
Currently, we only have one. We have one, Hamish Gardner.
Okay,
who's from Brisbane? Yeah.
Okay, only the one. All right. I thought there
That's
might have
right.
been a couple. Did you vote yes for independence or no?
Majority are a vote no team.
Well, they got up. They got up.
Now, Preston, what are you finding with the conditions down here? What's the difference between what you're used to and what you're finding?
Yeah, I think it's still early season here, isn't it? So the wickets probably aren't as quick as they could be, but they're certainly a lot harder, a lot quicker than what we are used to back in Scotland.
Yeah.
So it does take a bit of time for us to adjust and, you know, feel get in a position where we're feeling more comfortable. But I think the week's been good so far and we've spent a lot of time in the middle. So, we're getting there. It is a long process, but, you know, week one has been very good for us.
Yeah, well, strangely enough, it's normally Tasmania that actually head to Queensland or Darwin
to get early games
this time of year, because it's still, you know, their winter goes a little bit longer. So you'll find it a little bit warmer, mate, when you go to Maroochydore. That's going to be next up on October 9 after your game in Tassie, and then you go to New Zealand.
Correct, yeah. We're looking forward to that Maroochydore leg. We've heard,
I'm sure you would,
heard only good things.
Yeah.
And who's coaching the team?
Coach is Grant Bradburn. He's been with us for probably the last 5 months now.
Yeah.
And he's been brilliant so far. Obviously, he got international test experience, and the lads have responded well to him, I think. And hopefully, it'll be a good partnership moving forward.
And, mate, were you disappointed with what happened against Tassie, mate? It was Tassie winning by 186 runs. Ed Cowan, who we know so well, is a good friend of our show, He made 100, and you guys struggled a bit with the bat, only 117.
Yeah, exactly. We were disappointed. First game out, we actually started well with the ball, and unfortunately Ed and Alex just took it away from us in that middle period. Ed batted beautifully. He's actually played for Scotland before as an overseas professional, so it wasn't very nice of him. But yeah, he batted beautifully. And obviously with the bat, we weren't really up for it on that day, but we got them again today, so it's a good opportunity for us to show our response and come back hard.
Preston, it's great to have you here, mate. I hope the rest of the tour goes well. Perfect to get these conditions under the belt before next year, so play well.
Thank you very much. Thanks, guys.
Well done. Preston Momsen is the Scottish cricket captain and newly appointed as well, so big responsibility.